Hello, you're listening to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. The 1960s saw the start of a major recycling of theatre pipes from cinemas into restaurants, principally serving pizzas. Some gave these eateries the slightly unkind nickname crust palaces, but they were indeed palaces of sorts, and every one of them had to have at least one resident artist to tickle the ivories. So today, I'm starting a short series of programmes celebrating some of the artists, many of them unknown outside of their area, who entertain night after night in what were sometimes very noisy establishments. Bill Langford and the Wurlitzer in Ye Olde Pizza Joint, San Lorenzo in Northern California, with a couple of Latin American songs, Zandunga and Ay Yay Ay, recorded in 1976 for the Doric label. Bill was a fixture in that venue from 1963 to 1981 and was considered one of the fathers of the pizza style of playing. The Wurlitzer was also one of the first in such a restaurant, which ran from 1958 to 2003, only closing because of a disastrous fire. This next track was released in 1978, the year I moved to Los Angeles. It features Candy Carley playing the Wurlitzer in a small pizza eatery, the Great American Wind Machine in Reseda, a northern suburb of Los Angeles, and a venue that I visited on several occasions. I can't remember much about the pizza, but I do remember that I thoroughly enjoyed the entertainment. This arrangement of These Foolish Things is even more remarkable, as Candy has been blind since birth.
Thank you.
As I mentioned earlier, most Alderquip restaurants serve pizza, but the Carl Greer Inn on Route 80 in California's state capital, Sacramento, was, as its name suggests, more than a restaurant, with a luxurious dining room, a cocktail bar, and a 100-room hotel. The organ was the Robert Morton from the Music Hall Theatre, Seattle, and its primary resident artist was Clyde Darby, who also had a local radio show and occasionally broadcast from his small home pipe organ. From the pen of a gentleman called Lord Burgess in 1955, this is Jamaica Farewell. Since the pizza organ movement started in California, and the majority of such establishments were in the north of that state, I'm going over to Martinez and the Bella Roma Pizza, where for some time the bench was occupied by David Reese, a native of Salt Lake City. David honed his skills as organist at the Organ Loft in Salt Lake, where he played for dancing and monthly concerts before moving to Martinez, where he recorded this 1920s medley for concert recording. Thank you. When you're counting the stars alone, just a bird's eye view of my old Kentucky home, and I want to go home. David Rees and the 318 hybrid organ in the Bella Roma Pizza. The largest chain of organ-equipped restaurants was called Captain's Galley, and they were centred in Northern California, although there was also a branch in Seattle, Washington. The Redwood City location had the largest Wurlitzer and certainly produced most of the recordings from the chain. Jack Gustafson was resident there for many years and made many album releases. This track of a 1948 song, Again, which was introduced in the Ida Lupino, Cornel Wilde and Celeste Holm film Roadhouse, was taped in 1973.
Thank you.
Mr. Sandman, a hit from the mid-1950s for both the Cordettes and the team of Les Paul and Mary Ford. The artist was Don Feely, who was one of the house organists at the Wurlitzer in the Organ Grinder, Portland, Oregon, and who was grossly underrecorded during his time there. I have just 15 tracks of this talented player, all of them from cassette releases. Back to California, to the state capital, Sacramento, where the Arden Pizza and Pipes restaurant operated from 1973 to 1996. The Wurlitzer came from two Midwest theaters via the Replica Studios in Des Plaines, Illinois, and is now incorporated into the San Diego American Theater Organ Society chapter instrument in the Trinity Presbyterian Church, Spring Valley. Emil Martin, again an old-timer from the silent movie years, albeit briefly before the talkies took over, was the house organist on this mid-1970s recording of Noel Coward's Zigeuner and I'll See You Again. To round out this brief journey into the era of pizza organs, here's a nonsense number from 1927. There's a trick to picking a chick chick chicken, and it's the kind of fun music that kept the patrons coming back for more. The instrument was the Robert Morton in the Plantation Restaurant in Solana Beach near San Diego, California, and the artist is the late Chris Gorsuch, who was also a highly regarded organ technician and innovator. Thank you. There's a Trick to Picking a Chick Chick Chicken, recorded in 1980 by Chris Gorsuch in what later became Organ Power Pizza No. 3. Next time, I'll be moving east away from the California eateries to some of the Midwest pizza instruments. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.